your thoughts on Eduardo Escobar being your lone All-Star representative?
Yeah, you know, we're so proud of him for that selection. It's so well deserved. You know, this year has been a very trying year for all of us, and Eduardo has been a very consistent player, not only on the field but off the field. He comes ready to go. He's been an unbelievable teammate. He's a friend to everybody, and sometimes this you play this game and it doesn't love you back. This was a situation where the game gave him something back, and it's very well deserved.
How nice is it for a player that's, I think it's 11 years now, parts of 11 years in the big leagues, to get that first call?
Yeah, these are the special moments inside of our clubhouse that we got a chance to share with one another, what it meant to him. And, you know, it's 11 years worth of a buildup. He's probably had some type of All-Star games or All-Star consideration in the past, but today the deal was closed and it was made official. You know, and speaking to Eduardo, obviously I do know the players on a deeper level. It's just part of who I am. It's something that he shared with me. It's been a goal of his, and something that he's been reaching for ever since he's been a little kid. So for us to make this announcement, to see the look on his face, it's something that all of us will never forget.
Did you tell him in any kind of interesting way, or how did you go about giving him the news?
Yeah, I got the group together and shared that time with the group. And I have a funny feeling that you guys will be able to see that very shortly.
Nick Pecoro?
Torrey, what stands out about his ability to bounce back from that down year he had last year?
I think last year was just an outlier year for so many players. And you know, he was probably trying to pile up a season's worth of statistics in 60 games and started to put some pressure on himself. And, you know, who knew what the normal type of year would be for that length of a season? Nobody. And Eduardo was just such an intense type of a player, and he just wants to get the job done and win every baseball game. So I'm going to throw out last year and just say it was something that nobody could predict and wasn't a part of who he is. And you know, this year there were some bumps in the road early. We talked about him openly. You guys would ask questions about him, but I just think if you're looking at a 162 game schedule, there's a consistency aspect in Eduardo's game that, you know, what he's going to give you. He's very dependable, and you know, he's a run producer. When runners are out there, he's going to impact the baseball, and he's got a lot of home runs as well. But it's not surprising to us. We've seen this before.
Anything else for Torrey? Nick, go ahead.
Torrey, what were your reports on Widener last night?
Yeah, it was 4 innings, 62 pitches, and he felt good. That's the most important thing. I think there was one inning where they strung together some hits on him, and but the fact is that he got through the outing. He felt real good, and he was throwing his fastball where he wanted to, at the velo that we would expect. And you know, we want to see how he wakes up this morning, this afternoon, get him back here and see how he feels. So we'll get that information in the coming hours.
Is there a chance that next outing comes up here?
We haven't yet talked about it. You know, we've got Kelly on Tuesday, and then beyond that, we're TBA, TBA. We're just trying to piece things together. And I know you guys have been patient with us all year long. We're not sure exactly. We haven't yet got to that point of the conversation. We got to see how Taylor feels this morning, this afternoon, when he gets back to town.
Colin. Craig Fooey Harmon.
Well done.
Yeah.
Hey, Torrey, I just got to ask you about the Rally of the Valley Sun shirt and what's going on across the street from you.
Yeah, you know what? It's such a special time for everybody in this valley. And the Phoenix Suns have made this entire organization, our entire clubhouse, so proud and so fun. It's been so fun to watch. You know, from what they did last year in the bubble and that continued on through the course of this year. They're so easy to root for. I know they got fans all over the country, And we're following closely. You know, I've developed a little bit of a friendship with Monty. So it's nice to connect with him a little bit and just watch him operate and see the things that he says. He's just so professional, such a great teacher, such a great leader and a great example for me. So we want to do what they're doing across the street. We want to get to that point in the season where we can be playing for a championship, and we will one day. But it's nice to see that they're holding serve for us right now. And we're excited to see what happens in the next seven games.
Back to you, Nick.
Just a note, this is the second day in a row here for Eduardo, just to kind of help that quad along. Is that what it is?
Correct. You know, you guys, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. I made the decision to give him a rest for a couple of days and combine it with the next scheduled off day tomorrow, and just to let him catch his breath a little bit. He's been going extremely hard, and look, he made the All-Star team. I know he was playing hard to achieve that goal. He did. It just makes sense for me to rest him. He's not going to get the time off like we all will be. He's going to be a guy that's going to be traveling up to Colorado. He's going to be practicing and playing, potentially playing in a game, and we wanted to give him some time down before that happened.
Anything else for Tori? If not, we will bring Eduardo in momentarily.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tori.
The recording has stopped.